good Thursday morning to you. It is Thursday, May the 2nd, 63 degrees, and you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, the free WRHI app on those mobile devices, and then, of course, WRHI.com. And on the TV side on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on your major social media channels. Follow CN2 and WRHI, and you'll get more bang for your buck that way. Our next guest was a big fan of that song that played just a moment ago, so we're going to keep him. We like him. His name is Dennis Marsall, and he is the Lancaster County Administrator. And good morning to you, Dennis.
Good morning. Great Palmetto morning. It's beautiful to be here.
Oh, we love it. He's our catchphrase now.
I like that. This is great. Dennis is going to start joining us once a month to kind of update us about what's going on within Lancaster County government. And needless to say, one of the biggest issues facing Lancaster County has to deal with your growth. Phew. How do you balance it, and how do you spread the wealth?
It's a puzzle piece that we're all putting together. But yeah, as the nine counties touching the Charlotte Metro, Lancaster County is the fastest growing at a 3.3% growth rate, more than Mecklenburg County, more than Union County, more than York County. So really over the last 3 years, we've had a 12% growth in population. So think about that on city services. Our actually call volume for, we're talking about fire service and EMS, we now have over 129,000 calls to 911. And so over that four-year period is a 14.5% increase. So thinking about needing more sheriff's deputies, more ambulance response, and fire, we're doing a lot within the suburban area now for Indian Land, but their call volume in Indian Land, we have two stations. One of the stations went up 48% in call volume. So just the growth is coming from everything. You see it from home sales, which is good. Our register of deeds office are keeping busy and other things. But clearly, it's an impact. Even our animal shelter, if you look at that, we're usually full with that side of things. And so it is impacting every facet of county operations.
Well, when you look at all that growth, you need to have a roadmap, right? So you know where to invest the funds, where to build buildings, and where to service people. And that planning is underway now, correct? So explain to our listeners what's happening.
Well, every county across the state has to have a comprehensive plan of land use. And so it has to be updated every 10 years. And fortunately, we just completed ours. County Council adopted it 2 weeks ago. So it really helps us map out where there is going to be growth. And frankly, in Lancaster, growth is everywhere. People just think the Indian Land, northern part touching Charlotte, but it is across the county from north, south, east, and west. And so I actually just got some plans someone sent me last night for a 700 housing unit development off of 521. So we still have a lot of growth in the 521 corridor. So we see that as a constant. But our comprehensive plan helps us kind of give some guidance on where we want to see growth, where we have infrastructure. And then that will guide. We're coming up with new unified development ordinance, which will talk about the lot sizes, setbacks, type of architectural features, landscaping, tree save, all the sidewalks, all those things that you want to see in a growing community that's growing and planned the right way.
Besides that, which is very significant, anything else that stood out from this comprehensive plan that maybe caught people off guard or you're excited about?
Well, the comprehensive plan is very comprehensive, and so we actually think about things about economic development. And so even as I was driving over today, I love to see the cross-pattern traffic. We still have net people going out of Lancaster County for employment. A lot of people go into Charlotte and come over to Rock Hill, but as a pleasant surprise, we know that we have a little in-migration too. We have some economic development prospects that we're currently working with, again, more in the corporate IT area of Indian Land, but then a lot of our manufacturing and some other businesses down in the Lancaster City and southern part. So it is good to see the surprise, I think, more was about how we're thinking about economic development going forward.
Dennis, you mentioned a moment ago the call volume for our first responders, fire, police, EMS, and I know you are taking a look at your fire service within the county. Explain to our audience what it is currently now and kind of maybe what's on the table as we're moving forward.
So with our growth, we just crossed 108,000 people, citizens living in Lancaster County. We've been, like many South Carolina counties, dependent on the volunteer fire service. But we're seeing our number of people who can volunteer has been declining over the years, and so we have to think about more paid staff. But really, even just fire stations. When you have paid staff, you have to have somewhere for them to be, but also fire trucks. So we are very good about how we work together with all our volunteer fire departments. We have 19 stations, but we work as a county to provide the apparatus, the fire ladder trucks, the engines, different things. So we have a very coordinated approach to it, but we have a lot of fire trucks that are still 25 years old. So we need to think about how we replace those. And the unfortunate thing is that it now takes almost 4 years to bid, order, and deliver a fire truck.
Things that we just don't realize. And what the cost of a fire truck, what does that generally look like?
Pushing $1 million, depends if it's a ladder truck, minimum $750, up to $1 million. So you think about that, and then you think about fire stations, particularly in Indian Land. We need a third station in Indian Land. We're looking at a regional approach where we want to have four fully staffed, full-time, 24/7 staff stations. So over the next 5 years, I've identified a $45 million program to build three stations, staff them, and basically purchase about 21 apparatus.
Apparatus eye?
Yeah. It'd be rush trucks, I say water trucks, engines, ladder trucks, tower trucks. And so all that combined, $45 million. So how do you stagger that? So that is going to be a conversation I'm having with County Council next week as part of our annual budget presentation to see, do we potentially do a little millage increase just dedicated to our fire needs going forward for the capital, which would be the stations and the trucks.
Of course, when you have all that, you've got roads and traffic, and what does that look like? And is there anything coming down the pipeline there that might impact residents in Lancaster County?
Well, I'll say right now, everyone understands 521 in Lancaster County. Coming out of Charlotte and down through Indian Land has got its congestion points. And so our message is we want to plan for growth. But right now, we're not on anyone's radar from the state or the federal government in terms of funding. So we have got to bring, we can wait, as we've been doing, for the state to come along. But as York County, I give you credit, Pennies for Progress, I think, has been very successful about putting local dollars or local skin in the game. That's attracted the federal and state funds. We need to do the same thing. So I have another presentation for the County Council as part of the budget is to consider a 1% sales tax just in Lancaster County dedicated to roads and transportation. And even with that, of that amount, it'll be a 15-year program, generate $400 million. And of that $400 million, $60 million would be dedicated for the local share to improving 521, so for 7.5 miles. I give North Carolina credit. They've already got a plan. They're going to start construction on widening 521 from Ballantyne down to the state line. So they're going to be sending us more traffic. We need to reciprocate. But the point is we have to have skin in the game. And if we want to be on anyone's radar, and if you know, road constructions aren't cheap. And they do take a long time.
They're not quick.
So we're really, if we start now, find the funding source, it's going to take 8 years to drive time on a widened 521. We have a plan. I give our local RFATs who helps in York and Rock Hill. They're helping us with this as well. We have a plan. Right now, the price tag is $120 million to widen 521 7.5 miles from the state line south of Ballantyne all the way down past Walnut Creek to Highway 75, Waxhaw Highway. So to do that, we need a funding source. Otherwise, there's no conversation for at least another 5 or 10 years.
Wow. So looking at something possible, similar to what we do here in York County with Pennies for Progress, adapting it and adjusting it to Lancaster County needs.
Precisely. Wow.
Well, Dennis, this is a lot of ground to cover. I know we are out of time, but we can't wait to catch up with you more throughout the foreseeable future with more of these updates from Lancaster County. Dennis Marstall, again, is the Lancaster County Administrator. We appreciate the time and the conversation, Dennis. Thank you.
Always good to be here.